702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Time to focus on that upcoming ANC elective conference. Interesting stuff in all the weekend newspapers in one form or another. The Sunday Times, I think, captured it on its front page headline, saying, I think they said, Cyril's opponents or rivals fight back. That's the way I remember the headline. Probably rivals, because it's shorter than opponents, and you've got to make that headline fit. But the essence of the story was conversations going on, not entirely clear whether they've been conclusive. In fact, I think it's clear that they're not, between Dr. Zweli Mkhize, who is the only person, according to what will be the ballot, opposing Cyril Ramaphosa for that all-important position, but others who feel that they are still in the running. Some are crying foul in the case of Deputy President Didi Mabuza, in the case of Minister Lindiwe Zulu. I'm not sure if Minister Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma is also saying that she wants all of this looked at again and questioning why she's not on the balance. But the big question is, if there was to be an ABC coalition, anything but Cyril, A, does it have a chance of holding together? And B, does it have a chance of winning? Let's put those questions to somebody who follows this closely and with a keen eye. Sam Mkokeli is a columnist for the Financial Mail and Business Day. Sam, welcome to 702 Drive. First of all, the viability of other candidates who don't find themselves on the ballot, seeing their way clear to saying, we're going to get behind Dr. Zweli Mkhize and throw in our lot with him. How likely is that to happen? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John, and thanks for the opportunity. So that's a highly unlikely scenario, but it would be highly impactful to happen. It would cause a lot of exciting and also scary developments right through society. So the one thing, one of the reasons people support Cyril Ramaphosa, it is his appeal on the ballot in national elections. So whatever his problems and how disappointing he may have been in his first term, people will weigh up what may happen in 2024. They think if you put him on, the ANC's decline is you slow it down.
Yes.
The ANC's rate of loss. So if you put anybody else there, you might have the ANC falling in the 30% and 35%. But Cyril still gives you a chance, even if the ANC were to land in the 40s. So there is that belief in the ANC that Cyril will slow down the rate of decline. So whatever happens in the bun fight, people are always mindful that this guy still helps us.
Right.
So it's highly unlikely that people would pull together and want to remove him and put in perhaps somebody like Zweli Mkhize. Zweli Mkhize, his campaign has struggled. He gets one vote out of three, and Cyril takes two out of three in the branch in nominations. Look, anything is possible in politics. So theoretically, he stands a chance. He's going to be on the ballot. Is two provinces that have nominated him, but it's still a long road ahead for him to get people to support him. So, there might be some changes. Okay, let me listen to you, John.
No. Do finish your point, Sam.
Yeah. No. It's about how Ramaphosa manages and responds to the movements for the other positions. If he doesn't offend too many people in the next 18, 14 days, he'll walk it. But then if he offends too many of the people, they might just get around and say, okay, let's just send this guy back to Palapala
yes.
and put somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, Sam, what is the potential upside for Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma and or Lindiwe Sisulu in holding out? Because they don't have anything like the numbers if the nomination figures are correct, and they would have to be massively wrong for either of them to even get into this race. What are they holding out for? Do you have any sense?
Now, there's something odd about how they've always seen their prospect. Bachmann, who's been writing and telling them that they had no chance. I wrote about Lindiwe Sisulu at the beginning of the year. Said, this campaign is empty. It's got no content.
Yes.
It's got no strategy. And she's got no numbers. I mean, she's been campaigning for 10 years now for the position. I've followed her around and gone to rallies in Limpopo. And before the 2017 campaign, and you sit there waiting for one person to walk in to the hall and another one to walk into the hall. So she's struggling to build a base of politicians that can run around and help. She's just doing what Tokyo Sekhwala used to do and just see himself
as
somebody who could become president of the ANC without building a proper constituency based on something that people could be captivated by. As for Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, I also don't get why she even thinks that she could be a candidate outside of an infrastructure built by Jacob Zuma, which happened 5 years ago when she was a strong candidate. Zuma is aged, Zuma's got many problems, not all credibility, even among the people who used to support him. So I don't see what Zuma's politics is all about and thinking that she could be any candidate that could get people around her to be fighting for.
Sam Mkokeli, Financial Mail and Business Day columnist, his thoughts on whether the ABC movement, anything but Cyril. No, it's not formal. I just made that up because that appears to be what some of the rallying points are. I mean, I know over time the movement opposing Cyril Ramaphosa, or the movement he opposes, doesn't really matter, but the binary relationship has been those who side with him and the RET, the Radical Economic Transformation Group, which is a name I've sort of expressed some questions about in the past that we don't need to go into now, except to perhaps look at the records of Leading Lights in that and, you know, ask questions as to how much radical economic transformation they actually did when they had an opportunity to do transformation at all, given their extremely powerful proximity to the levers of power. But that's a conversation for another day. So the ABC movement, Sam Mkokeli does not think it has much of a chance. What do you think? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. 072-702-1702. Traffic in a moment. After that, we'll look at a study that's been done on drowning and drowning prevention in South Africa. Some of the figures will surprise you. We thought it's important to talk about it as the summer draws near. Not the summer, but the summer holidays, when a lot of people are going to be looking for a place to swim. 19 past 5.